Hi, hello, and welcome everybody to Creation Lightship Healing, the Healing Highway. Today is Monday, April 14th, 2014, 4/14/14. And we'd like to welcome you all and invite you to join us by sending questions to clsquestions@yahoo.com. And if you are new joining us and you'd like to learn more about Ron and the Creation Lightship, you can check out our Creation Lightship Healing homepage, creationlightship.com. And it's a great idea to go there because Ron usually will bring in the peace energy with the light being image, and you can find that on the right side of the creationlightship.com homepage. So hopefully everybody has that up already. We have a great hour of questions and answers planned for you tonight. We have quite a few questions, so thank you everybody that's been listening for sending in all of your questions and testimonials. And I guess we should say hello to Ron and bring him on tonight, and maybe, Ron, we could clear those numbers for everybody on this Monday 4/14/14.
Sure, let's do that. So we're here for F-O-U-R, right? Or F-O-R-E for the 14/14. So here we go. Oh, boy, what an event that could be, huh?
Anyway.
Oh, boy. Here we go. So the first four we're going to clear. And here we go. What an alien abduction ceremony here, right? Get everybody hooked into those numbers. Okay, coming. Here are the four. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That one's cleared. That would be the April. Now the day 14. Here we go. Clearing that. So 1, 2. Yeah, that's pretty heavy, so I'll just clear it there. It's cleared. And I will do the other 14. I'll do the 21st, so here we go, 20. And then we'll do the 14. There we go. Interesting how the numbers, like I said, we'll do the 21st. So it could be like 21 in place of 20. Interesting how language works here, how it can get confusing very quickly. So let's bring the light beam up, everybody. Hopefully that helped you a little bit on this blood moon energy here, which probably means death. And so here we go, alien sacrifice time. So here we go. Bring the light beam, so stronger, 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 and stronger. And I'll turn it back over to you, Elizabeth. I think we're going to have a great show. I know you said we got lots of questions, so let's just hit it.
Okay, Ron, thanks. And thanks for the light being activation with peace energy and also for the clearing of the dates. It's kind of feels like a heavy energy, so hopefully everybody out there is feeling relief. And just wanted to let you know again, in case you're just joining us, you can send your questions to clsquestions@yahoo.com. And also, there are a lot of different ways to listen. If you can't listen online, you can listen with any mobile device via BBS radio. And also on your phone, if the show is live, you can call in. And the call-in number to listen live is 716-748-0150. So hopefully you are joining us via one of those options, and we'd like to welcome you again. So, Ron, we will just jump right into the questions here. And the first one is more of a testimonial. And the person is writing that they just wanted to thank you, Ron, for the free clearings on your website. I am feeling great. Thank you for your amazing work. I really enjoy your radio shows. I could listen to them all day. My parents are not bothering me as much. I haven't been successful in getting my parents to purchase the clearings. However, I am peaceful. I feel like I am cruising through life. Thank you so much.
Great.
So that's great. And this is really a wonderful option that we have, and a very generous one from Ron, is that there are free sample healings on the website. And recently, within the past, I think, month or two, there were several new ones added. So you can find all of those on creationlightship.com under free sample healings in the drop-down box on the left side of the webpage. So if you would like to try those out, please do so. They will probably make your life a lot easier and a lot more peaceful. And also, the radio shows are archived. So if you, what I like to do is just listen to them, like if I'm working or if I'm at home doing cleaning or running errands, I like to put them on an iPod and just take them with me. And it's great to listen to them when you're like out and about doing things. And a lot of the times you'll hear things that you didn't hear maybe when you first listened to them because you were maybe being cloned out while you were listening or something. So that's another really great way to connect with the light ship. And definitely do those free clearings and let us know how you feel. So the next question, Ron, is about clones, actually, conveniently enough. So this person is wondering, it's kind of a complicated question, but I think they're saying if a clone person becomes 95% controlled by mind and body programs, are they technically a robotic mind-controlled puppet slave that is being controlled by a negative ET robot clone?
So they're asking if a clone
is controlled by, I guess, an ET
by another clone,
program.
Huh?
Right, right.
I don't know how to answer that one. I don't know. So remember, everybody runs programs, and everybody is controlled. So you know, just the control faction is that, you know, you wake up in the morning, and if you're in the present moment, you're going to say, "Wow, what am I going to do today?" Right? And normally you wake up in the morning and you already have your day planned. So, out of control, you know? Probably so, you know, that a program that you're being controlled by. Even though you agree to go to work and you agree to do things on a certain day. And maybe that's why you have freedom on the weekends. Because those programs may be not on you as much because you have free choice then maybe to decide what to do, unless you already pre-planned it out the week before on a program. So that's you, Elizabeth.
Okay, great. And there's a part two of this question. So I think what they are saying, they're asking, are these puppet people actually ETs since they are nearly 95% controlled?
Well,
so they're wondering if the clones that are here are ETs.
Are the clones that are here, well, the clones are created from the dung pile, so they are a creation of that energy. That's why when I, at the expos, what I'll do is sometimes make somebody's hand real, okay? Which means that there are clones listening to me out in the audience, okay? And so those clones are replaced every 10 minutes. So I can take that dung pile created a person that looks real, okay, although they are a clone, and make their hand real. And they go, wow, my hand feels different. It feels real. Then I do the other hand to balance it out. And now they got two real hands. And then you go, well, that means that I am a clone in this moment, which just means that they're not here for that 2 hours of time during the month. Well, somebody could be in there where they are real for 2 hours, they won't feel anything. But everybody else is. And so that's why I can do that, because I'm just bringing in their true essence. And then what I'll do is go a step further and bring people up from the audience and make them real by taking away all the clone replicas. So, yes, my audiences that I talk to are cloned. Now, a real clone has no chance to become real, and they're created as a different species, we'll call it, okay? And so that's a different life form that's here, other than the regular people that are here that are cloned out every 10 minutes, and that's the way that kind of works. So that's why,
okay,
I put the alien to light clearing and clone to the light up. So, and I hand those out once in a while here. Right now I'm just so swamped doing things that it gets a little more complicated for me. So I'm not going to be giving out any more of those free clearings that I have on the website, unless it's a special event or something. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, Ron. So I think that's an important distinction, that the clones that you may interact with in your everyday life, you know, the ones that we talk about who can't make change or can't count or can't get your order right at the drive-thru, is different than an actual cloned ET race, which is also created by the darkness.
Yeah, I would say that's probably correct.
Okay.
So, you know, the cloning thing, just realize that everybody's cloned here, whether you're a clone that is created by an ET race and you never change out. Maybe they may take you out of here maybe every couple of years or so to get a new model. But basically, that's a different topic. And back to you, Elizabeth. Do we have a beep there, I wonder?
Yeah, I think we might have a caller. Okay, so there's a part three to this question, but we'll take a break and see who we have on the line.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Hi, I had a question for Ron, and I just wanted an opinion about it, because I've been doing healings for it for a while, and I was wondering if he had any other suggestions for it, because the timeline crashes maybe are not touching on the particular problem that I have. I was wondering if what Ron kind of saw or may be able to see what's going on with, like, me having problems locating a home, because I keep searching for a home, and it's really more of like a sort of a blocked energy inside of me, and I can't really kind of isolate like what it is, but it just is really disempowering. And so, you know, every night for like the last week I've been doing timeline crashes, but I still, you know, feel it in the morning. So I'm just wondering, is there anything else that's there? Is it maybe, is it
what do you mean by looking for? Are you looking for a place to move into? Another location to move? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah. Like I'm looking for another place. And every time I search, you know, I just get this weird feeling like I can't find it. And I did, at first I thought, you know, maybe it's the grid line.
Yeah, well,
clearing,
it might,
but I don't
no, actually the grid line that you're onto. You're attached to a grid line, and it's probably not allowing you to move. So you can do whatever you want until you release the grid line energy that's connecting you to that location. You're not going to be able to move forward or do anything you want, because they want to keep you. They's out there want to keep you where you are now to hold you captive in that particular energy. Oh, I would do that.
Okay, so. Oh, sorry to interrupt. I was just saying that I do the grid line clearing every now and then, but would you recommend typing in the exact problem that I have and doing it like all night or something?
Well, if you did it a few times, it hasn't helped, then keep on it. Yeah, whatever seems to work, I would just keep on it for quite a while.
There's also that ley line clearing, Ron.
That would be it, yes, on the ley line, yeah.
Well, there's two of them. There's the earth cording grid line clearing, and that's a whole lifetime clearing. And there's the ley line, which is L-E-Y. So I just typed grid and did a search for that one and L-E-Y into the to find the ley line clearing into the search for a healing. And those both came up, because I know that can be a pretty powerful energy if you're feeling corded or connected to a place that won't let you go.
Okay.
Hey, so thank you for calling.
So which one do I get?
Okay, what's that?
I was just asking, which one do you think I should get, grid line or ley line?
I don't know. They're both going to be helpful. I'd probably sit on it and just contemplate which one might be better.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks for the help.
Welcome.
You're welcome. Let us know how it goes. Okay. So, yeah, those are both great clearings to do if you're feeling stuck and are looking for a new place. So hopefully maybe do the be here in the now and try to stay as heart-centered as you possibly can before you make the decision. That's always a good thing to do. Be here in the now is a free sample clearing, and you can do that via creationlightship.com, and it's really great to do before you make any kind of big decision. So hopefully that helps. Okay. So I guess getting back to the clone question, Ron, the person was also wondering if clones create situations and work on your case. For example, handlers, people that you see in every day that control your life, read your mind, create situations, know everything about you. So I guess they're asking if clones are responsible for being handlers or for controlling your life.
I really can't say yes or no on that one. It's a good possibility it could be. Or they could be, or it could be, but I don't know, you know. Possibly I'll say yes, uh-huh.
Okay. Well, I can imagine if you're interacting with a lot of people and you're interacting with a lot of clones that could possibly be true.
I think we had a beep, so we'll hopefully we'll get the caller on. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Hi, Ron. Hi, Elizabeth. I think I was over-talking with the other caller earlier. This is Janice. I just wanted to share a testimonial with you tonight. Earlier on, Elizabeth was talking about listening to archives, and it made me think about kind of really how important listening to archives are, and that you do hear things and pick up things that you don't hear, but a couple weeks ago, I was listening to some archives from quite a few years ago before I started listening to your show. And, Ron, you were talking about putting in the Ten Commandments in the natal barcode. And so I had just happened to bring up the natal barcode again myself. I was revisiting that and putting in some new emotions that were coming up in new situations. And within that week, I heard you, so I put that on my list for the Ten Commandments. And then you, in that same week of the archives that I was listening to, you said how important it was to put in for childhood diseases. And these were things that I did not do before when I originally did my natal barcode. So I just wanted to share, did the Ten Commandments, because of, you know, my religious upbringing as a child in the church, and it was just unbelievably amazing on what I felt releasing from my body by writing in. I actually had to Google what they were because I didn't remember them, and I wrote them all down, and I put them in, and they came up a lot of minutes, so it took like, you know, a half a day, you know, to clear, you know, like one commandment, but I got through the first four commandments. I was physically ill. I mean, it was just unbelievable. I mean, physically ill where, you know, after putting in the commandment, I would actually have to go and upchuck and throw up for like 20 minutes straight. One of the commandments I got through, I think it was the fourth or the fifth one, and I actually felt something being released from my heart in my back. Just these really sharp pains were coming out and being released. It was just totally amazing to me on what these words were doing to my body and how they were affecting me. So I just really actually wanted to share that with you because I know this week is Holy Week for a lot of people, you know, who still do the church thing. So that's my story.
That means you got mind control by the program, by the commandments. Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you, and very interesting. So, Ron, The next question is, someone was wondering if you could do an update on the following. Number one, the Battle of Utah.
That's so far in my past. I don't have any updates on that. So I would say I don't have anything.
Okay. And how about our participation as a soldier?
Almost all the soldiers are offline. I only have like maybe two or three people that's actually soldiers right now in active duty.
Okay.
The other ones, it could be still enlisted, but they're not fighting. Okay, next one, Elizabeth.
And any updates on the Earth Spirit activity?
It's still at 100%, doing good. That's all I can say.
Okay, great. Yeah, I've noticed it's been a lot of animal activity in my neighborhood, especially a lot of birds and owls, and a lot of animals that I haven't seen in a long time are making a reappearance, so I'm hoping that has to do with the New Earth Spirit energy. And
years, is that what it means, or just throughout the summertime and winter?
Well, I think some of it has to do with that, you know, it's maybe they're also excited that we're finally getting temperatures above 32 degrees. But for the past couple of years, there haven't been sightings of, like, these specific birds, and now suddenly they're back. So hopefully, I'm taking it as a sign that they're connecting with the Earth Spirit. Hopefully that's true.
Great.
So if anybody else has noticed anything like that, feel free to write us and let us know, because we always like to know what's going on out there, things that you notice. So the next question is, this listener has done the soul family and whole lifetime emotional clearing. So they are wondering, what other clearings do they have to complete to set up a meeting so that they can finally connect with their twin flame soul energy in the creation lightship?
At least you need to do the mental clearing. And then from there, see if you have any other energies like fear or trauma, anxiety, anything like that, that would prevent you from not having your twin flame energy come to you. Well, just look at one of your major emotions or themes in your life, and you want to clean that out. And I normally do a sensory clearing, but some people have done, you know, more than just a handful of clearings, a couple of them or so. So a lot of times people have started doing a lot of timeline crashes, getting rid of their energies that they're stuck with. So if you have done a lot of timeline crashes on situations, incidents, and things like that, you know, the mental one you have to do. And from there, you may have other things. And just send me a list of what you've done, and I'll just see if you're able to connect with that energy of your twin flame and doing the 4-in-1 clearing. That's probably the best thing, but you need to get that mental energy off, and maybe you may have, you know, that 2,000 year of darkness barcode on you, too. If you haven't done that clearing, that's a free one. Do that, you know, definitely, for sure. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, yeah, that one is great, and you don't even know what is coming off of you when you do that one, the 2,000 year barcode removal. It's a free clearing, and it is really remarkable, and we've had a lot of testimonials about it. So I think everybody should do that. And you can also do that on other people too, which is very helpful. Family members, it's a great one to do on family members. So hopefully, and it's kind of a lengthy clearing, but it's really worth doing. So hopefully everybody can do that and let us know how that makes you feel. Okay, so the next question is actually a testimonial from someone who has been doing the self-empowerment clearing package. So they've written I'm doing the self-empowerment clearing package. It has completely changed my self-defeatist attitude and restructured my negative thoughts. I am having serious talks with myself about my business, vision, and creativity. After this clearing, something shifted profoundly. I'm not doubting myself, and I'm feeling, for the first time in years, the strength to push through the walls I've built to keep success and prosperity out of my life.
Very good. Yeah, you don't know what programs you have in you. That's the reason. Oh, that clearing can help. So can the self-empowerment one that we have up, you know, because you don't know what you don't know. And what's maybe your biggest block, your blockage, you don't even have a clue about. So that's why that self-empowerment one is so good for so many people, because start to take off some of those band-aids, blockages that you know nothing about, that, you know, that's deeply in you, but you may be running that program not even being aware of it. So that's one that you should probably want to do before you do the prosperity, you know, bundle. Do that self-empowerment one. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, and I know we've mentioned this on past shows, but the healing highway really is about creating your roadmap to healing. And what Ron just said is very important, because it's about creating these points where you want to get to. Like, maybe you're here where you don't want to be, but you have to own that. And then you say, like, go to the middle of the page and say, well, in 3 months I want to be here, and in 6 months I want to be here, and then your ultimate destination. Now, then you have to look at what has happened in your life and what clearings you can do to take away what may be holding you back. So it's kind of like building your own map to wherever it is you want to get in your life. So that's something that we recommend everybody do. And regardless of where you are, like, maybe you've just done your whole lifetime emotional clearing, but you're kind of thinking, like, okay, like, I'm feeling pretty peaceful and pretty good about things emotionally. What other maybe life events have happened that I don't even know are holding me back? So it's a great way to sort of have a visual guide to what it is that you're doing. And I think it always helps when you can actually see it. Like, if you take notes during the show and Ron does a sample clearing and you're like, wow, I really reacted to that and I didn't even think this was, you know, a big problem in my life, then maybe there's something in there that you need to go in and clear. So the archives are a great way, too, to key into that and really get a sense of where it is that you're at. So that's great. And I just wanted to also say that we do have the another show coming up after this, and it is available through the link on Ron's homepage, and the topic tonight is what's eating you. So that one is about all of the different alien parasites and ET energies that get into us and keep us from doing things. So I don't know if you can join us, but it would be great if you could. And we can have more information on that as the show progresses. But you should definitely check that out. So, Ron, I don't know if you want to comment about any of that, or maybe do a sample clearing for everybody on one of these, maybe remove some kind of alien parasites from us if we have them.
Now, let's see. I'll take away the... one of the critters, these are the maggots on top of your people's heads. So we'll see what happens here. So here we go. So releasing those. So 1, 2, 3, 4. Probably get about maybe a few percent of them off. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10. Again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So if your scalp is kind of itching, it's just because where they were embedded in you, they're now taken off. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, that's great, Ron. Thank you for the healing. Also, just wanted to say that everyone has them. The question is how to get them out. These life forms have been with us for thousands of years and are activated by genetics. They are invisible ET parasitic creatures that are alive and bring about your demise. They don't want you to know this, so they hide and can shapeshift into something else. They are very elusive. Ron and the Creation Lightship have clearings to remove the ET energies out of us that steal our vitality where our spirit should be. So hopefully that sounds great. You can join us for that. And definitely if you are having some physical issues, this might be a really good broadcast to listen to, and also maybe to try to get on the alien attack removal page. So hopefully that'll work for you if you're having any kinds of issues. And I just got a testimonial from a listener, Ron, from the 8-hour intensive, which was yesterday. And Ron does these every month. It's a series of 4 calls. There's a Saturday 4-hour call and then a subsequent Sunday call every Sunday for 3 Sundays, usually consecutive. And you can find out more about that at the top of Ron's website. So this month they were April 6th, 13th, and the 20th. And they're really wonderful. And if you can get on them, by all means do so. So this listener writes, I have noticed in the last few days that the healings have been working better and faster than ever before. I would like to say it is because of my progress, but more so I definitely feel it is because of the new earth spirit. Yesterday was incredible as far as healing for me and staying in the moment, becoming just simple and easy. Last, I could be wrong, but it seems to be that time has slowed down, which I have not felt in a very long time. Thank you, Ron.
Thank you. That's great.
Okay. Yeah, and those are great calls to get on. You don't have to be on them the whole time, although it's really great if you can be. It seems like the day just goes by very fast. You can also be a registered absentee, so that's also an option. And it's great if you, you know, have stuff to do on the weekends, or maybe you work on the weekends and you can't be there all day. But also it's really great to do the phone and headphones on that one. I usually call in on my cell phone and then just put my headphones on and go to the grocery store or whatever while I'm listening to the call. It's a great way to connect with the lightship energy. So another person wrote, Ron, it was not a good day today. Lots of flat bottom clouds.
Yep. Who knows if that, you know, why they're here today or whenever they were. This is the probably one of the harvest days when that moon changes. So that's happened throughout history is like that. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay. Yeah, and you can also do the gray skies clearing, which is another free sample. And that one is you can also find on Creation Lightship. It's the Gray Skies Timeline Crash, and also the Earth Protect Timeline Crash is another one to do. So someone also wrote in, another listener wrote in, I guess for the caller, they did the space clearing, which also shows ley lines. So that could be a suggestion for the caller who was trying to move forward to a new place to live.
Right.
Space clearing. Ron, I don't know, do you want to do a sample ley line clearing for everybody?
Let's see here. Yeah, I'll do something. Everybody stand up. Oh, and what I'm going to do is clear away the, show you the difference here. And I want you to kind of maybe like a lift, like kind of like you're marching in place, kind of lift your feet up in the air a little bit. And when you put your foot down, kind of see how the energy feels underneath your feet. So kind of sample both feet. So I'm going to clear away the ley line away from your left foot so you can see what's happening and get an idea how you're possibly energetic corded to where you are, okay? Oh, I'm sure you're probably done marching in place now. Have both feet on the ground, and I'm going to clear away the energy of the ley line that's connecting you to the earth. Okay? Here we go. Are you guys ready? And there. It's cleared away. And now lift up your left leg and see how it feels and put it down and do the right one. The right one should feel a lot heavier. Oh, that means that you're connected. How much so, it's hard to say. Everybody's different. That's something that the aliens are doing, probably to help keep you here. Not that you could get up and fly around like, you know, out of a balloon or something, but it just shows you how much control they have over your body. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay. Did you want to clear the right foot too, or did you already do that?
I'll leave the right foot there. The left foot will hook up.
Okay, yeah, because I really felt like I actually shifted, my entire weight shifted.
Okay, I'll do the right side since you're asking.
Oh, here, I just wondered.
Here we go. Okay, ready, everybody? There. Now your right foot's cleared. So now you should feel some freedom, and those shackles are off of your ankles now. And you can find that the path of freedom, now you can run toward it.
And you can also run toward the New Living Expo, which Ron is going to be at. And if you would like this wonderful energy in person, you should definitely go to that. If you're on the West Coast, it's in San Mateo, which is just outside of San Francisco. So he'll be there April 25th through the 27th, which is coming up. And hopefully you can join us for that. Ron, I have to say, that felt great, and hopefully everyone out there did that, because you're literally feel this almost like a buoyancy under your feet as you walk, and it was very interesting to have the one foot cleared but not the other. So if anybody else had a similar experience and wants to write in about that, please do so. It's always good to hear how the samples are affecting you. And if you want more information about the New Living Expo, you can check out their website, which is newlivingexpo.com. So that's April 25th through the 27th, and Ron will be there. You can get light infusion healings, you can get activated pictures, and you can do a lot of great sample emotional clearings there. It's really fabulous. So if you're there in that area, or if you're in that kind of West Coast area, it's definitely worth making the trip in for. So I'll move right along since we're kind of plugging through the questions here tonight. And this was an interesting question. Someone is asking if they can buy unlimited timeline crashes.
Not at this time.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. And I have another testimonial where this person has actually been sponsoring, and they have written, since doing the CLS clearing, timeline crashes, and psychic billboard, I am enjoying life as all of the other workshops promised to deliver. Most importantly, I am at peace deep within my heart, and I am confident that from a clear space, I am creating a life that is productive and prosperous. I am living in the now more and more and enjoying watching the good unfold in my life.
Yeah, it'd be interesting if you had somebody who was in a religion, you know. I'm just kind of looking at that as, you know, as the person mentioned, I'm assuming that they're talking about going to maybe other practitioners or modalities of whatever it would be and different ways to become more spiritual. And they always promise you something, but it never happens because they didn't write the next book, you know. Next book has their secrets in it. A lot of these older practitioners, they just ran out of steam because they can't do anything more. The dark side probably put a limit on them, or they already said you can get it all, but what does your fifth book say? You can still get it all and you don't have it? No. So what I was going to talk about, I just think of all those people that are in a organized religion. And, boy, what a fear mode situation that is, because they know they can't stop. Something out there is going to zap them, you know. That's what they're sort of basically told, you know. You're being watched. It's like Santa Claus watches everybody, you know. And if you stop, then, wow, that alien God energy is going to get you. I don't know that they already gotten that they're selling their self to the darkness without knowing it. Pretense of something that's good. It's very sad. Well, pay your self-empowerment of who you are. Tell your spirit, your soul, to the God energies, which is basically what they're trying to get away from, getting hooked up. So I guess to be, the more you find out about your own self-empowerment, that you are it, that's the whole thing, is to realize that you are, you know, a small piece of source energy here. Don't let anything take that away from you. What has been taken away from you, can do clearings on the website to maybe get you back to more of a state of affairs to where you can feel better about yourself. And, you know, that's why we have the God clearing on the website. Get rid of that crap that people have been indoctrinated with to help them out so they can become more self-empowered. Or they got and took that religious stuff hook, line, and sinker that hooked up to the hook. So it's just, you know, very sad that people have went in that direction to lose their own self-empowerment. If you asked a baby about that, if they could talk to you, it would see all of your light, own spirit. And what happens is that darkness energy takes it away. Just think when you get baptized, well, you're really stuck into the loop with that. They're stealing probably many things from you during that energy. So, very interesting. Oh, back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, yeah, and I think once you do realize what is going on, you get very excited to do the clearings and to create this different kind of possibility in your life, in becoming more heart-centered, and suddenly everything that's happened in your life makes perfect sense. So there are some things you can do about it, and I got an email from a listener who, which is kind of related to what we're talking about, Ron, and so they said, years ago, I came on in the middle of a conversation on air of someone with Ron, and that was their question, which was, I guess, will the heart or heart flame be leaving the earth plane? So Ron said, we'll have to see later. I think it sounded like a big change was about to happen, and us leaving here, it was so bad, maybe. Anyway, that's kind of what I'm hearing now from internet sources. Specifically, it's being said April 15th, the GLF is announcing themselves to Earth, and on or before the 25th, they are landing openly. This is all the news that I've kept my ears to the ground, so to speak. Please ask Ron about this and recommendations. Is real ascension about to begin? What real hope do I have?
Well, the thing is that the Galactic Federation is not doing ascension, number one. Number two is that, are they going to be showing ships here? I don't know if any of the governments are planning to bring forth something like that, since it's kind of out there on the internet. Sometimes different governments want to take advantage of situations like that. As far as are they coming, I don't have any intel about that at all. If they were to come, I don't think they would be here very long, or if they could even come in here. So I would say they're probably not coming, only because they're, well, it's just darkness energies. You know, they're already here. Are they going to do a sighting or a showing of their ships? Are they going to land and walk around? I doubt that. So are they doing ascension? No. But they have done ascension in 2012, where they abducted people on the ship. So people have went through ascension, and their clone replica is here, and the true them, their body and their spirit, has probably maybe already been eaten, or at least being stored someplace for the food chain of the alien. So remember, the ascension did happen for the darkness. Happened last year, December 21st, around that time and before, of 2012, and also the same time frame of 2013. So they did do the ascension process of darkness. Everybody who started reading stuff bought into that, if they did, and they got connected to the energy for what they read or heard about, and they got abducted. That was their ascension. Well, the dark side did do the ascension already, happened twice, and it's probably still ongoing. As far as ascension of true light or light, that has not happened yet. Will it happen on the 15th? I have no clue. The light only works in the now, does not give out predictions. So you right away you know that if it's anything that's being prophesized, that is not the light, because the light only works in the now. It doesn't know what's going to happen in 2 seconds from now. Has no plans for it. Well, it'll do it whenever it chooses to. That's the only thing you can realize, that the light only works in the now. So if you're worried about getting out of here, make sure that you have your spirit barcode done so that you can be found at ascension time and do some clearings and transfer that energy, you know, that you have regained, save yourself onto the new earth transfer clearing. That's basically it. You know, you need to do the work. You know, this is no different right now than when Jesus was here 2,000 years ago, taking away people's traumas and emotions so they could ascend. Not too many did ascend, because I think the darkness got them in the process. Parallel lifetime timeline. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, yeah, and also there is a lot of conflicting information out there. So if you need to do that media cording clearing, that's a great one to do, because we're so bombarded with information today, it's kind of hard to ignore this. So hopefully if something has corded you to it, you can do that clearing to get it off of you. So also, Ron, your suggestion of doing the spirit barcode removal, and also I even thought of the natal barcode clearing. Those
yep.
might also be helpful.
Sounds good. So we got another couple questions, maybe?
Yes.
Questions.
There are a lot of questions, and I apologize if I don't get to all of them tonight. So if you could resend them for, if we didn't get to your question, for another night or hopefully next Monday. So the next question is, someone listened to last week's show where you did a sample timeline crash, and they've been having a string of bad luck lately. So they're wondering, could they have been put onto the wrong timeline?
You mean, did they get abducted onto the wrong timeline? Well, the dark side has all the timelines, so they cannot, you know, it depends what timeline they're on. If you have bad luck, then do timeline crashes or bad luck or situations. That's why it's on the website.
But I guess a timeline crash wouldn't cause you to be experiencing a bad luck timeline?
No, not at all. It'll just take you off of what you're already on.
Okay. So, yeah, definitely want to change lanes and get off of those bad luck timelines. So the next testimonial, actually, is someone who says, thank you, Ron, for all the sample clearings and lightship experience. The educational clearing sent chills through my upper torso posterior like a shawl. I am lifted that I found Ron Amatron. So that was the education clearing.
Yeah, that one's good to get rid of a lot of imprinting I won't say necessarily through the schooling that you've had. Remember, life is a school here, so if you look at that, just living life, you know, it'll take away the stuff that could be connected to implants and programs, keywords and different things like that as you do the clearing. It's really hard to put your finger on that because, you know, it goes in so many different directions. In fact, what I would say, if you just did it, you might want to do it one more time. I would recommend, if you have done the educational clearing, at least run the whole lifetime one, you know, twice. And then after that, if you want to, you know, get the unlimited version, you can. But I would say, you know, do it two times. And maybe do it about a week apart and see what happens. And then if you find out a little more benefit, then sign up for the unlimited version. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, that clearing definitely seems like a great one to do. Sorry, Ron, I'm just trying to get these questions sorted here. So somebody wrote in and said they definitely felt the difference during the sample ley line clearing that you did on our feet. And another person wrote, yes, it was good to have both feet cleared with that ley line sample. So thank you for doing that. And there is a request, or actually someone who wrote in asking, actually saying that they had no clue they were so hooked up to the Ten Commandments. So amazing to feel it clear off of me the way it did. Okay, so thank you for writing in and letting us know. There are also, I think that religious indoctrination clearing is a good one to mention too, since we're talking about education and we're talking about media courting and all of these different ways that you get information. So if you are looking to maybe clear some of these past belief systems out of your life, the religious indoctrination clearing is a good one to do. And I think you can just type religious into the search box, or maybe indoctrination, and that one will come up. Wonder if anybody out there has done that. And if you'd like to, yeah, it's actually religion indoctrination clearing. It's a whole lifetime clearing, and that one could also be kind of helpful. Okay, so, Ron, I think this has been a really great show. Just wanted to mention again that Ron does weekly clearing calls every week, Monday from 5 to 6 p.m. Oh, I'm sorry. The weekly calls are, they're actually Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays, and there are different times. You can access that on Creation Lightship, and they're done every week. They are clone body removal, cording removal, and entity removal, and you can also check out our other BBS shows on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. Wednesday is Station 1 and 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern. Friday and Saturday, Station 2. So, Ron, I'll turn it over to you. I don't know if you'd like to do maybe a mind-to-heart drop for everybody before we wrap up the show tonight.
Here we go, mind-to-heart drop. So, command your spirit out loud, and you can whisper, but if you do it in your head, not doing the exercise, and then you're connected to darkness. So here we go. Command your spirit out loud that you want to take your thoughts in your head and drop them into your heart. That's simple. And you can count from 10 to 1 backwards. If you have been doing it for quite a while, you might want to count from 5 to 1. But a lot of people like to use 10 because they can feel the energy moving. So here we go. Dropping down to be in the present moment, off of the timeline, and being with your spirit. So you're out of time and you're in peace. Dropping down, 10987654321. 10987654321. 10987654321. And 10987654321. Okay, thank you, Elizabeth. And we'll continue on with our other questions on the next program, probably. So thank you. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Bye.